This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. Where you've been working the past 19 months, literally the physical place you have been working, depends a lot on what job you do. Healthcare, or retail, food, you're going someplace that's not your house, right? But for the overwhelming majority of white-collar workers, upwards of 70%, the pandemic has changed and is still changing how and where work gets done. Remote and hybrid schedules, most notably. And as more companies move into the brave new world of working not from the office, those companies are coming to understand that somebody's got to be in charge of all that. Marketplace's Kristen Schwab has that one.
Ashley Rader wears a lot of hats at work. Her favorite? Figuring out how remote work can redefine the 9-to-5 and how that flexibility can give some people more equity in the workplace.
There's the part that's so exciting and you're thinking of completely new ways of working and these big dreams.
But it's not all fun.
Then there's like just the practical piece of like, okay, well, now we have to update everybody's tax records.
Yep, there is a lot of paperwork. There are also a lot of basic questions. Do employees have a good internet connection? Do they need new equipment? Where are they even living these days? Rader became Cleveland Clinic's first director of remote workforce solutions in February, a year into the pandemic. Now, more than 10% of the medical center's employees are working hybrid or remote. That's 8,000 people. Most of them are on the administrative side of healthcare. And for Rader, this isn't just a temporary solution. It's the future.
One day we won't call remote work. It'll just be work.
Cleveland Clinic isn't the only company creating upper-level management positions to oversee remote and hybrid work. Facebook has a director of remote work. LinkedIn has a VP of flex work. And Dropbox has a head of virtual first.
I don't think I've ever really heard of one, to be honest.
Peter Capelli, a professor of management at Wharton, has been studying remote work since it had a different name, telecommuting. He's seen interest in it rise and fall, but this is the first time he's noticed companies creating senior positions to manage it.
Generally, I think these, you know, special purpose job titles at the executive suite are kind of silly, and it's kind of a marker that nothing's going to happen there, right? But I think in this case, it probably is sensible.
He says companies with a large remote workforce need someone with a deep communications and HR background to overhaul logistics, company culture, and performance management, because the trickiest piece is making sure employees stay engaged and keep growing. But he's skeptical that remote work will fully catch on.
I think at the moment we have lots of employers who are talking about doing something hybrid. The smart ones maybe are saying we're going to experiment. But I think, frankly, most of them are watching to see what everybody else does.
There are companies that were fully remote before the pandemic. Darren Murph has been head of remote at the software company GitLab since 2019.
I've spent my fair amount of time in a Zoom box or on a microphone.
He says he truly understood the power of remote work a few years ago when he and his wife adopted a newborn.
Definitely working at night a lot, definitely taking more midday naps. But the ability to work around the clock is super useful when you're a new parent.
And he says the benefits aren't just for employees. He sees remote work as a tool to recruit talent.
The ability to hire the best person for the role, no matter where they were in the world, was very powerful.
GitLab has taken advantage of this. It has more than 1,300 workers in 65 different countries, and it doesn't have any offices. That's one of Murph's big opinions about this, that it's remote or nothing.
Hybrid seems like the best of both worlds on paper, but without extreme intentionality, it quickly devolves into the worst of both worlds.
He says if a company is going the hybrid route, it's all the more reason to hire someone like him to manage it. I'm Kristen Schwab for Marketplace.